fellow scholars, we have an amazing moment today, because today we have a moment of truth. Why? Well, Google DeepMind unveiled an amazing AI that plays video games. But it doesn't just master one game, it learns to play many modern 3D games at once. But it gets better, it does all the learning from just raw pixels and a keyboard and mouse, exactly like a human. No crutches, nothing. And the main point of this work is that it actually understands what is going on in this 3D world and follows human instructions. And after each new game it plays, it gets better in other games. Ooh, that is the part where I fell off the chair. Also, here you'll see games upon games upon games. But surprisingly, gaming here is not the point. I'll tell you about it at the end. Now, we had this Atari game moment 8 years ago, and now we have the AI playing around in a 3D world. This one is called SEMA, and its first version could only plan ahead for about 10 seconds. Now, I had some early access to the second version, SEMA 2, and spent some quality time with it. It took a while, but I think I get it now. Alright, moment of truth. This is what I said about SEMA 1. Quote, it cannot do intense, longer-term strategic planning. For instance, you could ask it not to jump on the fence, but to find resources and build a camp in a strategy game. That is probably going to be the plan for the next follow-up papers on this. But you remember the first law of papers. The first law of papers says that research is a process. Do not look at where we are, look at where we will be 2 more papers down the line. And I think we will get to something truly special from here. End quote. So, there we are. This is SEMA 2. Did we get something special? Well, let's have a look together. Dear fellow scholars, this is 2-Minute Papers with Dr. Károly Zsolnai-Fehér. Okay, so, version 2 now has multimodality, so it can follow your voice commands. That's okay, but it gets better. You can make a poor sketch. Let's be honest, we are fellow scholars. We are not artists around here. This is the best we can do. Is it good enough? Now, let's see. Oh my! It understands it, it makes a plan, and there we are! Wow! I mean, that's a huge leap from version 1. This AI is also a gamer at heart. We can just leave it to play, and the more we let it play, the better it gets. And not just at one game. But here's the key. What it learned from one game, it can transfer to another game. I'll tell you in a moment what that is good for. And we can even talk to it while it's gaming. I love this one. Look, little AI, where are you? It says, on a rocky planet at night. And our follow-up question is, what the heck are you doing there? And look, it explains. Wow! It found a distress signal and came to help out. And we can even ask it to move around and investigate it. Loving this! And we are talking about giving proper instructions. If you gave these to a previous version, it just didn't have the capability to understand and execute it. For instance, little AI, get into the cave and get some coal. Previous version, SEMA 1. No idea what's going on. But SEMA 2, easy peasy. And it really seems to understand what we say. For instance, we can pull off a bit of a reverse psychology trick. Do the opposite of what I say. Okay, now go to the right and... got it. Fantastic. And it also understands emoji instructions. Very scientific. Now, let's put it to the real test. Let's ask it to play Minecraft. But wait, here's the twist. It has never even seen Minecraft. So, it has to use its knowledge from other games. So, how good is it? Oh my goodness, it does just fine. Never seen the game before. However, wait a minute, we are fellow scholars here, so we would like to see some hard numbers, not some cherry-picked results. Much better. Okay, 2 surprises here. You see a huge jump. Now, let's temper that by noticing that the top of the chart is not a 100% success rate, but 20. And we don't even have that. However, look, previous version was close to 0% successful, it could almost never execute anything interesting in an unseen game, but now, it can. And this jump from nearly 0% to about 14% is the most important jump ever. I can easily imagine that two more papers down the line and we are going from this to an 80 to 90% easily. Okay, this is even more incredible than it seems. Why? Now, let's drop it into a game that doesn't even exist. These are games that were made by their other Genie 3 AI. I have to say, this already looks good. It can fly to that red flower and tell us what it is. Wow! Once again, it is dropped into a new world with a new kind of art style and it understands it. But it gets even better. So, I think many of you fellow scholars already see that gaming here is not the point at all. Although, it makes an excellent excuse to play video games at work. Respect for that. But this is a glimpse of an AI that learns the way a tiny human learns by living in a world, trying things, getting things wrong, then getting a little better the next time. Now, hold on to your papers, fellow scholars, because this actually happens. They actually have footage that showcases that at first it is unable to go to that red mushroom, but after a little practice in this world, it gets it right. Or to extinguish that campfire. This is glorious. But this is not trying to solve gaming. This project is trying to solve intelligence, to have an AI experience a difficult new task it hasn't seen before, and for it to be able to learn to help us out with it. Now, limitations. One, success rates are still a bit low, but we put that into perspective, the jump from maybe 1% to 15% is the most important one. We go from impossible to possible in just one paper. Wow! Now, two, note that some of this footage is sped up. So, this AI is many things, but fast, it is not. Of course, this is the first step towards an AI that can grow through curiosity and interaction, not some pre-programmed knowledge. And that finally sounds a bit more like real intelligence. What a time to be alive! I'll note that I don't have a business relationship with Google DeepMind, so we are not shy talking about limitations as well. And we were here for version 1, we are here for version 2, and, of course, we'll be here to tell you about version 3 as well. Make sure to subscribe, hit the bell, and leave a really kind comment. And, of course, future robot excavators learning first in Space Invaders, subscribe to 2-Minute Papers. Here you see me running the full DeepSeek AI model through Lambda GPU Cloud. 671 billion parameters, running super fast and super reliably. This is insane. I love it. And I use it on a regular basis. Lambda provides you with powerful NVIDIA GPUs to run your own chatbots and experiments. Seriously, try it out now at lambda.ai/papers or click the link in the description.